Good evening. Can I have your attention, please? If you'd like to get your find your seats, and while you're doing that, in one of the LGA traditions, carrying on from UBCM, is prizes. And so, Roy Scott, you are the first person to register tonight. Come on up and get a UBCM history book. So there are advantages to being prompt. So good evening, everyone, and welcome on behalf of the Local Government Leadership Academy. My name is Richard Taylor, and I'm a member of the LGLA board. I was very pleased to be involved in the establishment of the LGA a number of years ago now. And I became involved in the LGA because of my service as UBCM Executive Director from 1985 to 2007. I have a continuing interest in the governance of municipalities, regional districts, nonprofit organizations, and Crown corporations. And presently, I continue to try to exercise some of that involvement. I'm vice chair of the BC Assessment Authority, and the Assessment Authority is a sponsor here, and our CEO and president will be speaking on Thursday at lunch. I've been a trustee on the Municipal Pension Plan Board, and that's something for the newer ones will find out. The Municipal Pension Board in BC is the sixth largest pension plan in Canada, so it's a very big and growing concern. I've served on as a director and chair of Pacific Blue Cross and their subsidiary, BC Life and Casualty, and chair the Pacific Blue Cross Community Connections Health Foundations. And finally, I'm starting to try to wind down a little bit, so I just retired from the BC Pension Corporation, which is another small Crown corporation, but one that has a big impact on local governments. So that's a little bit about who I am, and I'm going to be glad to be your chair and guide for the next 3 days. And it's really an honor to acknowledge that we are meeting in the traditional territory of the Coast Salish peoples. It's a great pleasure to congratulate you on your election or re-election as municipal councillors, mayors, and welcome again to the elected official seminars. We've been doing these seminars for, I think, 20 sessions now. So when I started at UBCM, they were well established, and we continued them every year when we had annual elections, every 2 years when we had biennial elections, every 3 years. And you're the class of 2014, the first crew to go through a four-year term, and I congratulate you on that as well. As you know, you generally, with a few exceptions, all represent small communities from across the province. And at the last count, we had 66 people registered for this session, 9 mayors, 49 councillors, 3 commissioners from the Cultus Lake Parks Board, and if you get a chance to talk to them, they're one of the 2 parks boards in British Columbia. We've got 5 staff registered, and roughly a split of about 50-50, so 51% newly elected and 41% re-elected, and then the balance are the staff and others. Tonight we're going to launch into the program and let you experience what LGLA has to offer. We've got 3 items on the agenda tonight. First is a session we call the W's of Elected Officials, and it's you'll find out very soon what that's all about. It's finding out a little bit about you and why you're here and what you want to accomplish. The second is an address by George Abbott on leadership. And finally, one of the really other good benefits of these organizations is the social networking. So we'll have a reception out in the foyer here around about 9 o'clock. So it's my pleasure tonight right now to introduce Gary McIsaac. He's going to do the session on the W's of local government officials. And Gary, I'll just give you an outline of his background. He's the current executive director of the Union of BC Mayors, and a position he has held since the fall of 2007. Gary has spent his entire career in local government, starting as a clerk treasurer in a small town. Spent 5 years in the city's clerk's office of Vancouver, so from very small to the biggest in British Columbia. And spent 10 years as a CEO of a county government in Nova Scotia. Gary has a master's degree in public administration from Dalhousie University. Gary and his wife, Marion, live in Saanich and have 3 school-aged children. So turning it over to you, Gary.
Thanks very much, Mike. Are we okay? Yeah. Thanks very much, Richard, for that introduction. First, to you folks, congratulations. A very sincere congratulations to those that are new and returning. And also a very sincere thank you. So for those folks that are newly elected, I expect you've been to a couple council and board meetings, a couple of committee meetings perhaps. The briefing books have arrived, the introduction to what you signed up for. And the most common thing that we tend to hear at these sessions is, it seems to be taking more time than I really thought. So whoever told you that it was going to be 2 committees, or 2 meetings a month, you're probably going to wipe the slate on that one and start again. So congratulations and thanks. Thanks for agreeing to serve your communities. There will be some people who come up and thank you. There'll be an awful lot of people who said, I voted for you, whether they did or not. And there will be some folks who have strong views about what your decisions are. But nonetheless, it takes a lot of time. It takes time from you and your family. So thanks very much. And to those folks in the room that are returning, you know how much time this takes. You know the kind of challenges you have, the resources and the challenges on your family. And you still agreed to come back and do this again, put your name on the ballot and run again. So a very sincere thank you to you as well. I wanted to say hello to my colleague, Richard. Richard has introduced himself a little bit. Richard, you'll have to help him out. He's pretty lean on experience. Before I came to UBCM, Richard had worked here for 25 years. So he's a great historian. We're very lucky. We're very fortunate to be able to keep Richard in the fold, doing some volunteer activities and serving on some boards for us. He's in some key places still, and we're glad to have him. And he'll be helping out with this session today. Richard shared some really brief stats this morning in his introduction a little bit earlier. You all just devoted a lot of time and effort to get elected. We're going to get into a little bit about what you want to achieve in a minute. But I thought I'd just start by just doing a snapshot of what the local government community looks like in BC. Just a few sample statistics. So any statistic can be viewed from a variety of different angles. I should say that the source for the statistics is Civic Info BC. For those of you, tomorrow we're going to talk about a collaborative approach in BC. Civic Info is a great approach to that. It's a great example of that. If you go to their website, they have captured the election candidates and results from every local government in British Columbia. So a couple of statistics that jumped out at me. First of all, we have, if you count school boards, there's some parks boards official here, local government. Local government refers to municipalities and regional districts. About 1,650 local elected officials in British Columbia. And last fall, there were over 3,300 people vied for those 1,600 positions. So there is a lot of interest in serving at a local government level. In terms of folks that were elected and some of the demographics, in municipalities, 37% of elected candidates were female. In electoral areas, 26% were female and 74% are male. Voter turnout. This is something that is becoming an emerging public policy discussion, emerging issue from that you see in the media. I saw in the last election some very good campaigns at our city clerk's departments and local governments, some media campaigns to get the voter turnout out. And the entire voter turnout was about 33.5%. So one out of every 3 British Columbians participated in their ability to vote at a local government election. Believe it or not, that number is up from 3 years ago, where it was under 30%. It was 29-point-something% 3 years ago. And that was driven in part, some of those numbers, by a couple of pretty high-profile mayor races in some of the metro areas. I would say crank the numbers up a little bit. The highest voter turnout in British Columbia, 87.3% in one of the local governments. The lowest was a low of 15.2% in a community in the north where the mayor was acclaimed and there was races on for council. We had, in British Columbia, 10 councils that were fully acclaimed, which, believe it or not, is fewer than in the past. A quarter of the electoral area directors were acclaimed, and 68% are filled by incumbents. There's 162 municipalities in British Columbia that are eligible to be members of the local of UBCM. By my count, 76 new mayors in British Columbia as of last November. This is not a Civic Info number, this is a UBCM number, but we have over the years tracked the kind of what we call as change or turnover or new, the amount. And what we define as new elected officials are folks that are in new positions. So if you're newly elected, that counts. If you were a councillor and you moved up to be, and you changed offices and became mayor, we would count that as new. If you were out of office for a while and came back, we would still count that as new. And by our count, 45% of local government officials in BC are new. So if you think about it, that is an amazing turnover from 3 years ago. That's really, those numbers vary. It was in the high 30s 3 years ago. It was in the 40% 6 years ago. So that's not really totally new. There's lots of change in the local government community in BC. Think about your own councils and boards as you go around the table. What's the percentage of new people? But when we look at it, it's about 45% of folks in new positions. So when you think about that number, that brings us here. And we think about the importance of making sure that folks have an opportunity to understand the environment that they're working in and the importance of the Local Government Leadership Academy that Richard has introduced earlier. The other kind of statistic I would say, and it's an emerging trend, we'd have to see what happens in 4 years' time, is we've elected officials or candidates are asked to declare whether they have previous experience. And this year, one of the trends that we've seen is we have more elected officials who have declared that they have no previous experience than in the past. That's not good. It's not bad. That's just the way it is. That reflects people's desire to run and get involved, and it reflects it's an outcome of the general public's kind of voting patterns. So everyone that was here was elected or re-elected to office has a sense of what you want to achieve. You've just come through an election, and you would have had to run on a campaign. So over the next 2.5 days, we're going to introduce you or refresh you on the framework in which you'll do this. Richard, could you just flip through to the agenda there? So we'll get underway. One of the first things, and this is a real challenge, is we have about 60 people here, about 50. We'd like to make 8 groups. So don't move yet, but one of the first challenges will you be able to get yourself into 8 groups? Once you get there, and I have every sense of optimism, we're going to ask you to do 3 things over the next few minutes. Number one, just to quickly introduce yourself around the table. Number two, we'd like for you to spend a few minutes and say and talk to each other about what do you want to accomplish while you're on council or your board. So you've just come through a civic election, you've been elected. What is it you want to accomplish? We want you to talk about that at your table, share that a little bit. Then the third thing we want you to do is tell us, what do you hope to learn over the next couple of days here? So once we do that, we'll ask you to appoint someone from your table to help report out. We'll ask you to take about 15 minutes at each table to sort of do that. And then we'll do a reporting out. And we'll ask each table to not take more than 3 minutes to sort of report out on the answers to those 3 questions. So is everybody clear on what our exercise will be? We'll need some sheets at the tables. They're coming? Great. So we'll need to, we can work off here for the time being. So the first thing is get yourself into 8 tables. Okay? And then the second thing is put you to work. There you are. There's leadership. Any questions? Before we get going, any questions? I see some tables are already going. That's great. Is everybody good? Any questions at any of the tables? We're close to 8 tables. We're going to count that as success. We're close to 8 tables. Just fill in where you need to go and get right to work on those three issues. Thanks very much.
excuse me. It looks like all the tables are totally engaged. Thank you very much for that. We're going to finish this section at about 7:40, so you've got about 7 minutes left. So if you're not on your second question, I'll ask you to move along and make sure you're there on your second question. Is that okay? Got about 7 minutes. Thanks. Could I ask everybody to all the tables to wrap up, please, in about one more minute? Can you please wrap up and make sure that you've selected someone to report out for us? Thank you. Okay, thanks very much, everyone. Could I get everybody's attention just for a minute? Thanks very much for all your work. So this is a democracy, so we're going to let you self-select on which table wants to report out first. Is there any one table? Don't make me be the benevolent dictator. There you go. Thanks for volunteering your friend. He must have went to the washroom at the wrong time and became the chair. Yeah. So do you want to, first we'll get you to report out on what do you want to accomplish. Well, what did your table say that they wanted to accomplish in terms of themes when they're on council and board?
So.
Why don't you tell us your name?
Now
just
you're
so
going
we'll
to find
know.
Out what you said. Hi, my name's Murray Skeels. I'm the mayor of Bowen Island. So the sorts of things we want to accomplish. Some people want to see their community become more vibrant. A community engagement process that brings together divergent groups where they have two quite different groups within the community. We have one counselor who is just really pleased as punch with her community and wants to maintain and sustain it just the way that it is. We have a fellow who's really quite concerned with safety and cost-effective services, upgrading infrastructure. And we have a desire to align staff with council, with community. And merging attitudes and resources with the needs and utilizing the community strength. You know, that whole thing. You know, all these people know how to do it. If only you could get them to do it for you. And the other thing is one community where we want to take down the level of rhetoric between the opposing groups within the community.
Okay. Thank you. And Richard?
Yeah, some ideas. Before you go, just some ideas on what you want to learn in the next 2 days.
Oh, I get two all these.
You do.
Oh, he did that.
The great thing about being first is whoever does this last is going to say, God, what's left that they haven't talked about? Okay, so... I apologize. I didn't have a chance to even read these notes. New ways of doing business, fresh ideas, new different ideas, ways to bring the council and the staff together. Someone who learned lots last time and wants to do it again. And the note made that there is so much information that's going to come at you during this that you really do have to come twice to get it all. Someone who's looking for one silver bullet, one actionable item, one thing to take back that they can really work with. We have others looking for similarities between their municipality and the other municipalities, hoping to pick up from the people that we meet, that they meet with here, what their councils are doing, and also hoping that their council as a group will meet other councils as a group that will help them to work together once they get back. There's also someone hoping how to get around working through the CAO as the bottleneck. I'll just leave that one there. and someone else who really wants to come up with ways for the staff to be more respectful to the members of the community and understand how important it is for community members to feel respected by the council and staff.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Next table. Over here, Aaron, maybe.
Hi, my name is David Dubois. I'm with the Village of Cache Creek. I'm a first-time counselor, long-time listener. So what we wanted to accomplish, kind of going around, we had four different communities at our table, two from on the coast, two from the interior. There were some common themes around sort of soft topics, greater, happier citizens, more growth economically. But there was also some very key things looking at infrastructure deficits, specifically sometimes community centers, senior facilities, those sorts of things that went across both or all four communities. There was also some issues around transportation roads, whether or not it was ferries or good quality roads to get access, whether it's to the lower mainland. So those were some of the issues that transcended. And then the other thing that really came about was just some trust between our communities and staff and the government itself going back and forth. So that's some of the things that we were hoping to accomplish as part of this, the larger thing. In terms of next couple of days, looking to share experiences and challenges that we see in this upcoming term, looking to get some independent information beyond our current sources. There's some filters sometimes. It's nice to get other information that doesn't go through those filters. We wanted to learn some of the pitfalls that other communities have experienced. I don't think anybody's doing significant new things, but so learning what other people have found through the course of what they're doing, and just cultivate relationships so that when there is questions, when we see some of those pitfalls, we do have a network that we can tap into. Thank you.
Great. Who's next around the room? Over there.
Roy Scott from Hunter Mile. I've been delegated here. I'm with a table full of politicians, so I'm the only CAO here. We identified the commonality of infrastructure, which basically is across the country, not just in BC, as being a priority for councils to address that infrastructure deficit that we all experience. In Hunter Mile's case, we have a goal to be debt-free within 4 years. We are focusing on the changing demographic in our community also and making it more of an age-friendly community. In Cultus Lake told us that one of their things they'd like to see is that building and improving upon relationships with the RD so they can provide a cooperative funding opportunities to support them in the Parks Board priorities. Cultus Lake also wants to look at updating bylaws and developing a new and expanded OCP. I'm going to read my own writing. One of the important things is relationship building amongst different communities that surround you and your RDs and senior government. Things to accomplish while we're here was that networking and contact development so that we can learn from one another and have individuals that we can go to when we have an opportunity or a problem that may have existed that they solved before. And learning the roles and responsibilities and where do we go for help in reaching the goals that we set.
Thanks, Roy. Fearless approach, jumping up as the only staff person at the table. We are recording your comments. We will come back to them. If you're looking and you can't really read them, that's okay. I can't either. I have been accused of having only one thing in common with doctors or pharmacists, and that's my inability to write. So, Councillor Inkster.
Yeah, thank you. Darren Inkster, councillor from the District of Sechelt. And I think our group, one main agreement we had is we want world peace. So I hope you all agree with that. At our table, we have people from Anmore, Bowen Island, Sechelt, Nishka. which is a long way to come, Kent and Harrison Hot Springs. And what we wanted to accomplish while we were here for 4 years, which is kind of for some great to have 4 years to get things done, finish projects, manage finances better, economic development, better land use planning, we can call that, a balance of commercial and farm land uses, and I don't know if you can guess where this was from, but to be have the ferry system designated a marine highway. It's pretty easy to figure out where that's come from. Mike, anyway. List three things you hope to learn over the next 3 days. I'll list a few. I think there's four or five here. Where to access funds. So if anybody in this room finds out, please just tell Seashelt, and don't tell anyone else. And there'll be a commission in there for you. Build better relationships with other communities around and who we're working with, and I guess throughout BC.
To the first one.
Yes, and if you come through with the first one, that's a definite way to build a good relationship with Seashelt. We'll send you a thank you note every year. And learn from other communities. Once again, as part of the relationship building, I think we all want to learn. One of the things that came up at our table is that, I think in local government, we've all faced the same or similar problems throughout our existence, and even probably on the Sunshine Coast, we all have had similar challenges. So there's nothing new out there. We probably can talk to one another here, even today, and at the UBCM and our area associations to find solutions. I'm sure there's been, to every problem, there's a solution other than the lack of funds. Anyway. So we can learn from other communities and how to do citizen engagement better. So that's an interesting one. I think Richard Walton has been good at that, but he left. He was here and left earlier, but he was one that was good with that. So that's the final one, how to do citizen engagement better, and that's something I'd like to learn too as well. So that's from our table. Thank you.
Thanks very much.
That's an impossible act to follow. Like Darren Inkster, I'm a former mayor of Seashelt, and I got to do this because I was the only mayor sitting at the table. Recycled. We had a group of people, some first-time councillors and some second-time councillors, and some like myself, recycled from the distant past, further centuries back, and that, of course, brings different perspectives to the table. We had some from, everyone's from the Lower Mainland, Seashelt, Agassiz, District of Kent, and from Hope, District of Hope, and one CAO with us, and one from Bowen Island, so all in that sort of general Lower Mainland area. And the sense of people who have been here the second time through, they really want to help to manage the community in various ways better than the community seems to have been. In some cases, that's because we're coming out of campaigns, so it's managing community anger and managing community rhetoric in ways that seem to be parallel in all communities that we've been living in. A strong sense that the timing is right, so there's changes going on in their community and in our communities, and you want to be part of those changes. So the sense that you're here to accomplish really what your community is accomplishing and what they're already turning to, but the people wanted to be a part of that change. A strong sense of fiscal responsibility. Two or three people mentioned bringing transparency and accountability back into council, so something seemed to be missing in the community, but they want to find ways to do that. And we have one person who directly campaigned on being a younger voice and wanting to represent younger people as they come back into their community, which we also had in Seashelt as well. So it's interesting that that can become a campaign slogan. I don't think we can say, I want to be the oldest voice on council. but it does work because we so much want a younger demographic in local government. Three things that people want to learn over the next 3 days. Council staff relations, mentioned several times, partly because we have a CAO here and he wants to make sure he has a good relationship with his first-time councillors.
Very wise.
Yeah, very wise. And the reverse seems to be true as well from what I've heard, so that's going to be okay. Communication came up several times, both in terms of community engagement, communication with the community, and that. And several people mentioned networking and sharing in the two-day event, 3-day event. I noticed it's 2 days up there and 3 days in our sheet. So, but people
something we haven't told you about. It's the constant local government cycle. Yeah.
So people really do want to share a network and learn what they can from the others that are here today. Thanks.
Thanks very much. I want to move that around. Thanks.
So we had five municipalities, communities here. And again, we're lower mainland, some all around Howe Sound and some up the valley as far as Hope. In terms of what we wanted to accomplish while we were on this council term, some people wanted to complete tasks that they'd been working on for several terms, or at least find tangible evidence to communicate or convince people that they had. People wanted a more positive level of tone and discussion of civil debate in their community. And some people wanted... Well, there was a lot of talk about engagement and youth engagement. We had a good example over here of what a windfall and everybody suddenly getting excited about what they could do with the funds actually managed to bring youth engagement into the picture. And now there's a bunch of young people attending their council meetings and interested in local politics. So we've got some of that at the table from Kent, right? And then... in terms of three things we wanted to learn over the next 3 days, lots of ideas here in terms of how to restore inclusion and openness. We've heard that from a bunch of the tables. How to be a mentor to new council members. How to stay out of trouble, legal, what we can and cannot do. Things like how much does a water treatment plant for drinking water actually cost? That's me. I'm looking for ideas. Sorry, that's just... people want to come. Tell me. Okay, how can we find the people that have similar problems and all the different kinds of solutions? Do we all have to reinvent the wheel? I'm sure there's lots of different options that we could have several options in mind when we have to make decisions, not just one that's presented in front of us. There's always new things. What are the new things? We're hoping to come away with some new things. And some people are here with their council. They want to spend time with them, team building, get to know them, including staff. And there was a lot of point about long-term solutions, not just 4 years, but 30, 40, 50, and long-term infrastructure and futures.
Thanks very much. I think we've got at least one more table up here.
Hi. We arrived late, so we were kind of hoping you'd all forget about us. We're from Pemberton, four of us, and then Gibson's for the other two. And we didn't touch too much on what we're hoping to accomplish while we're on council. Our group hasn't yet completed their strategic planning process. One thing that resonates with a few of us is understanding ourselves and our personality traits and then relating to other people with that awareness. So bringing out the best in those others that are on council and making sure if we're a high D or we're dominant that we don't dominate the discussion at the table. So a little personality reality check from time to time. As far as listing some things that we hope to learn over the next 2 days, we're definitely interested in funding opportunities. So whoever thought they'd have the lead on that, bring it over to us from Pemberton. We need help. And then how to be effective in meetings and the council setting. So learning the process and making the most of the opportunities at the council table. Additionally, we're looking at priority setting and strategic thinking. So considering the impacts on various user groups. And then another concern was learning how to reduce the learning curve. That's that.
Great. Thank you. Richard, over to you. I'll take the mic from you here. Thanks.
Good. Thanks very much. Just reflect a little bit on the things people want to accomplish. I mean, it's very interesting to reflecting on some of the themes which I heard there, but I picked up a couple of them and moved them over onto my list, and one was community engagement. So I'm just going to talk about a few of the things that I heard about things that you want to accomplish and try to relate it a little bit to how our program attempts to deal with at least some of them. We're certainly not going to be able to deal with everything. That's why we do these sessions every year, and there's sessions at your area association and at UBCM. But community engagement, we have a terrific presenter on the third day in the morning. It's designed really for returning elected officials, but it's Jan Enns and on community engagement. And we bring Jan Enns back every time because she just hits it through the out of the park. Lots and lots of talk about infrastructure funding and specifically funds for infrastructure. There's a clinic tomorrow morning put on by UBCM. Glenn Brown and Gary are going to do that. A lot of the funds these days are available through UBCM as well as through the minister. But UBCM administers in the last few years a lot of the federal and provincial grant programs, the Building Canada, the gas tax funding programs. So if you're interested in where a lot of the money is available, go to that clinic tomorrow morning. I was really impressed about the amount of discussion around interaction, team building, networking, and sharing. So we don't have a specific session on that. That's the session that I was telling you that'll happen in the reception. it'll happen in the coffee breaks. It'll happen in the lunch. So I would really encourage you to try to, at times, break away from the people that you came here with from your own council. Because if you want the fresh ideas, it's the other people that you meet here that'll have those ideas. And the other great big takeaway from these things is the network that you build. So you will see your people, the same people, at your area association. You'll see it at UBCM. But you'll have email addresses and things like that. And you said, you know, I remember you, we were talking about a problem around infrastructure and what you were doing with your water system. Tell us a little bit more. So that's a tremendous takeaway. Council staff relations, roles and responsibilities, starting off tomorrow morning, 8:30, Gord McIntosh. It's a real foundational program that we do as a refresher for the returning elected as well. There's no shortage of time that you can spend just thinking again about roles and responsibilities, because we forget over 3 years and sometimes need to get back and go through it again. Silver bullets. Gord, and the idea here was priority setting and things like that. Gord McIntosh will do a session in the second part of tomorrow morning, and it is around priority setting. So you've come here, you got elected on particular things that you want to achieve. You've got to convince 4 other people or 6 other people or 8 other people that it's a good idea. So, and could get frustrating if you don't think about how you can get your priority perhaps up there on the strategy. CEO bottleneck, I wasn't quite know how to handle this one, so I'm punting this to a what we call the mentors panel tomorrow evening. We've got some experienced mayors coming in to talk about how they deal with some of those delicate relationship issues. So, we've got 4 people coming to do that. A couple of other things, partnering with regional districts, collaboration with the province, session at the end of tomorrow afternoon, collaboration and partnership, because as we've found out, and you'll find out really quickly, a lot more gets done if you're collaborating with a number of the other actors. So we'll have people there like the regional district people, the municipal finances, MFA, BC Assessment, talking about how we have what we call collaborator and helper organizations as a real part of the local government system in BC. OCP and land use planning was mentioned. Really good session for newly elected on day 3 in the morning. This one's Lindsay Chase. She's a planner from View Royal. Comes out every year. She's just eager beaver to talk about land use planning. Communications, that's our last session. We're doing that last this time to try a different design out. It's Norman Stowe from the PACE Group. They're the UBCM's advisor. They advise a number of other big clients on communications matters. And then finally, didn't get too much mention this time, but we've got, and that's legal issues. We've got two sessions tomorrow, one before lunch and one after lunch. Really encourage the newly elected to go to the first session on because it's where your powers come from, the community charter, the local government act, and some of the other statutes. So those are the kind of the legislative framework. Have lunch, come back, and we'll talk about your we will all be talking again, a refresher for the re-elected around some of your personal issues. So we're going to have a mock public meeting, a land use public hearing, where you can lose some of the do's and don'ts as a council member during a public hearing. Then we're going to talk about some of the specifics, like conflict of interest, confidentiality, and some of those things that could get you in trouble if you do in a personal sort of way. So thank you very much for your contributions. I hope that we can at least meet some of these expectations, and thank Gary for leading us through the session. And I'm going to introduce our keynote speaker now. If you want to regroup your tables, just or you're comfortable where you are, you got about a minute to do that. So thanks again.